Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors. Hey, David, what's going on with you this week?
Well, pretty smooth week so far, Walter, although I'm super excited about our two-volume podcast we're getting ready to do, so can't wait to get on that.
A new series to cover here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast, diving into two different topics. But I've got to say before we dive in, David, I'm surprised you have the energy to record today with that new youngin' you've got running around over there. Grandbaby number two now added to the family and keeping you on your toes, I imagine.
Yes, unfortunately, he lives 600 miles away. However, we're down there as often as we can, and it's pretty cool. Yeah. The old grandparent gig is really awesome, so I highly recommend it.
Well, and the way to do it is to have that separation too. So when you're kind of done with it, you're, oh, they're back in your hands, and I'm off to go do my own thing again, right?
There is something about that, yes.
You get roped into a few less babysitting adventures, perhaps. But, well, that's fantastic. Congratulations. And you told me off air, Hudson is the name of the grandson, which we were talking about. That's a pretty neat name. I like that a lot.
Yeah, we liked it too. It's a good fit for him.
We'll I still don't believe you that it's more popular. I still don't believe you that it's more popular than David, though. I'm going to have to go. Cool. I'm going to fact check you on that. As you mentioned, we've got a two-part series, so let's dive in. We're talking about the seven-step retirement plan that you can build yourself. And we're going to cover steps one through four on today's podcast, and then we're going to give you the chance to take a breath, absorb all that, and we'll cover steps five through seven on the second edition of this podcast. So you make it sound easy with that kind of headline, David, the seven-step retirement plan we can build ourselves. So let's get it kicked off here. What's step number one to take?
Well, so we're going to kind of follow the theory of if you don't know where you're going, then any road will get you there. So the whole planning process is really about choosing a direction that's right for you, not something you read online or you heard about from a friend of yours. So the best time to start this planning process is today. I don't care if you're 25 or 45 or 58, preferably you're 25 or 35, but the best time to start the planning process is right now. So hopefully you've got a piece of paper or you're sitting in front of your laptop. But the process that we're going to talk about today and on the next podcast will help you answer four super important questions. Where am I now? Where am I going? How fast can I get there and how fast do I want to get there? And have I protected against catastrophes that could happen in my financial life? Question number one, where am I? The first step in this seven-step process is create an annual statement of net worth. Now, you might be sitting there going, oh, man, he's going right to accounting. And I hated accounting in high school or college. Well, this is super important because you have to set a foundation of, well, where am I now? And then you want to measure your progress annually. I wouldn't recommend you do it any more than annually, but you need to construct and keep for your historical record, personally, an annual statement of net worth. Here's what that is. On the left side of your piece of paper that you're looking at, I use an Excel spreadsheet, but on your left side of your paper, you put the header up there that says assets. And underneath that, you just list every asset you own, financial asset, your home, if you own one, your car, your 401k, your bank accounts, stocks or bonds you might own. And right next to that, you list what they are worth today. And then you add those up. And those are your assets. Just over to the right of that, you set up another column called liabilities. You could also think of that as what I owe to other people. So your liabilities are like the mortgage that you have on your home, or your car loans, or credit card loans, or student loans, but everything that you owe to other people, and you add those up. The third section right below that is your net worth, and all you do is take the amount of assets that you own, subtract the liabilities, the stuff you owe to other people. And the difference is your net worth. And hopefully that's a positive number because you want to have more stuff than you owe money to other people. And so the goal here, there's not a right number for anybody. The right thing is that you know what it is. And so then you can set a goal off of that to say, well, by the time I'm 30 or by the time I'm 40 or by the time I'm 50, I want to have this amount of net worth. And by measuring that annually, you'll be able to measure your progress. Some years, very occasionally, it'll fall back. But most years, when you look back on it, you'll see that your net worth grew each year and hopefully accomplished the goal for that you set.
I like that. It doesn't sound too difficult to do, right? I mean, we're not necessarily talking about counting receipts and all that kind of stuff here. It's not as painful as looking at your taxes. This is a high-level view of everything.
Exactly. This is so totally simple, but you'd be amazed at how few people do it. But it's a way to track your progress, not day-to-day, not week-to-week or month-to-month, but once a year. I do it, for instance, somewhere around the first week of January.
That was my next question. When during the year should you do it? Yeah.
Yeah, so you can pick your own time. I would encourage you to do one right now. And then, first week of January, create a second one. And January of 2021, create a third one. And each year going forward, do that the first week of each year.
Don't do it the, I'm gonna do it April 14th and then do it again April 16th and see what it looks
there,
like.
There you go. Exactly.
As someone who pays their own taxes, it's sometimes owes a little. those two numbers might be different.
So it's totally simple. You don't need an Excel spreadsheet. You might need a calculator, but you might not. You just have to do it. And it's simple math, but it gives you a very clear picture of whether you're on the path you want to be on, whether your net worth is growing each year.
That's step one, construct an annual statement of net worth. Not too hard. All right, I think we can handle that, David. What's step two to building our own successful retirement plan?
Step two is knowing how much I spend and what do I spend it on? So somebody out there listening is saying, oh, that sounds a lot like a budget to me.
You just added some more words to it.
Yes, exactly, because the word budget is kind of a bummer. But what I will say is for the next 3 months, you need to write down, if you don't know what you spend, you need to write down everything you spend and write down all your income. And you can just do it for 3 months. You don't have to do it for the next 5 years every month. But it's really, really important to know, do you have more coming into your household every month than you have going out in expenses? Because if you're going to build a net worth, you can't spend more than you have. So it's super, super important that your income is less than you have in expenses. If you have less income than you have expenses, you need to fix your plan ASAP.
That's a pretty simple one. Doesn't take a whole lot of complex math to see which one is more than the other there. So
exactly. But I will say it takes a commitment to do it. And if you're committed to having a real financial plan and a real retirement plan, step number two is going to seem like it's an easy one to start next month. And for a lot of people, next month never comes. So this is super important. Step number two, you have to know what you spend versus what you make each month.
All right, that's step number two. We're covering the first four steps to the seven-step retirement plan that you can build yourself on today's podcast. Moving on to step number three, David.
Well, it really covers that question that I mentioned right at the top, which is, where am I going? So step three is to write down your financial goals and keep them where you can see them and review them. So for instance, on my iPhone, there's a little icon that says notes. Now I have a bunch of different notes written there and they're all under different headers. But one of my notes is financial goals. Because if I put it in a file, in a filing cabinet at home, I'm never going to look at that. But I might be sitting in an airport or in a doctor's office waiting to see the dentist, and I might just pull out my notes about financial goals and take a look at them. They're always with me. It's very simple to add to or subtract from, but you really need to have them in a place where you can find them. So I personally break them down by things like 12-month goals, 1 to 5 year goals, and then depending on who you are, you might have a set of goals that say, by the time I'm 50, or by the time I'm 60, or when I'm 65. So you want goals that are interim goals. You want some short-term goals, some intermediate goals, and then some long-term goals. Your financial goals will not be reached if you didn't do step two, if you spend more than you make. And you won't know your progress toward those goals if you don't complete step one, which is your annual statement of net worth. Once you have those two things in place, the obvious next step is, well, I'm going to set some goals for myself. If you go in and get a professional plan, that's one of the first things that the advisor is going to ask you is, well, what goals are we trying to reach? And so that's sometimes a little bit painful to think through, but it's super, super important. And when you keep it on, for instance, an iPhone or some sort of electronic media, it's super easy to go in and edit those goals. And you always have them in front of you.
Very easy to do that, and that's why it's so important. Write down your financial goals, and it's not just finances. There's so many different studies and examples out there about how important it is to write down your overall goals, the power of writing things down. It's like setting it in stone a little bit. It's like you're committing to it just a little bit more than just sort of having it in the back of your mind. And maybe it's just as simply, David, as we won't forget. And that's always helpful too.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me how many times I'll pull up my iPhone and read those goals, maybe the one that say, by the time I'm 65, and I'll go, oh yeah. And I might have made that goal. I might have edited that goal 3 months prior. So you're right. Writing it down helps you visualize it, and it makes it real. Whereas if it's never written down, it's not a real goal. So there really aren't any right goals. The only wrong ones are not having any.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good saying. What about step number 4, the last one that we'll cover on today's podcast, and then we'll break and come back and do 5 through 7 next time.
Okay, so this one is, it has a little bit to do with step 2. You have to find a way to live below your means. And so what I'll lead off with there is you need to make sure that you eliminate bad debt from your life. So, Walter, you and I did a podcast. I'm sure it was number 9. It was called Good Debt versus Bad Debt. So if you're listening to us today and you say, well, I don't know what those are, well, just go back and listen to podcast number 9. But it'll tell you that credit card debt is bad debt. And most times, mortgage debt is good debt. Almost always, the mortgage you might have on a rental property is good debt. But you want to make sure that you eliminate bad debt from your life. You want to make sure that you save 10% of what you make into your 401k at work. And if your step number 2, your budget is out of whack, you can't save 10%. You can't save for the future if you're spending it all today. I'll refer to another podcast. We did one. It was number 21. It was called A Foolproof Way to Retire Well Off. And one of those foolproof steps was to save 10% of what you make. You have to live below your means. And the reason that that's so important, I think, is because pensions in America are basically a thing of the past. Now, if you're a teacher or a government worker or in the military, then you're probably having some sort of pension in your future. But the vast majority of us are relying on ourselves to save up for the retirement that we want to have. The sooner you start, the better off you're going to be. And so it's really that self-providing of the retirement that's super, super important. And you can't do that if you're not living below your means and if you are accumulating bad debt.
So there you have it, the first 4 steps to developing a retirement plan, you can build yourself. Steps 5 through 7 we will cover on the next edition of the podcast. So think about it, absorb those 4 for now, and then we'll cover the rest of the process on the next edition of the show. In between now and then, if you've got any questions for David about your own financial plan, just give him a call, 913-317-1414 is the number. Or go online as always. You can listen to past episodes of the program, get in touch via the website. Lots of opportunities for you there to learn more about the financial landscape. That's at CoverYourAssetsKC.com. CoverYourAssetsKC.com. David, thanks for the help. And we'll look forward to part number 2 of this series on the next podcast with you.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that too. I want to issue a challenge to everybody that's listening to us today. You know we're going to come out with this again, this phase 2, next week. So here's a goal for you. In the next week, do an annual statement of net worth, set up a budget, and identify some goals. That will really set you up for what we're going to talk about on next week's podcast.
There you have it. A little fun homework before the next episode. Definitely go do those things. You're going to find it helpful. And until then, we'll talk to you next time. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. Talk to you soon right back here on Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.